Yeah, the amount of times that they showed Whitney Levitt left the group. Preach to the choir, girl.
Preach to the choir. Welcome, saints and sinners, to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
Can you guess what we're talking about today?
I think we know. I think they know.
We guys, know.
Everyone has been talking about this show.
Yes. We kind of want to give a disclaimer, just in case. Mm-hmm. It's probably not the best idea to listen to this around children.
You guys know the things that are talked about on the show.
Yes. So
not for kids, but we try to keep our podcast pretty clean regardless. But just in case.
Just in case.
Just, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But you guys, Utah is such a small place. I just want to let you know ahead of time, we have got some tea.
Yes.
Some serious actual tea. Some of the stuff I have not seen anyone talking about online. Anyways, yes. So there, if you haven't figured it out yet,
we have random connections. Neither of mm-hmm. us personally know anybody in the main cast, which honestly, it's probably for the best.
I mean, the connections we have are pretty dang close, not gonna lie. But yeah, so I don't even think we've said the name of the show yet, but we're talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which yes. is out on Hulu.
And if you didn't binge it already, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Go Although, watch it.
You know, I know a lot of people, a lot of friends and family that are like, I'm not going to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that, honestly.
I do too.
I binged the whole season in one day and I was like, it was terrible. I would never recommend this show to anyone. But it's like Love Island.
I know.
It's you have so to. Bad, but I can't stop watching it.
So dramatic. So bad, so fake.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things. And these girls,
I don't know, it's hard to know what's fake and what's not.
I know. I wish I knew, like, what was true and what was not true. But it's reality TV. Like, you just gotta know that not everything is actually how it happened.
Right.
They make a story to make it entertaining, and that's the whole point of reality TV. Yeah.
That's another disclaimer, is we're going to be talking about things that happen, but this is all based on what they showed in the show. So obviously take it with a grain of salt, and all of the tea that we'll be sharing later, just don't take anything as fact, okay? Because this is all rumors, gossip.
Yeah.
So take it for what you want, but don't take all it for it. Fact.
But
we do not claim.
What I was going to say is really none of these girls are girls to look up to, I would say. Yeah. Their like motive for everything just isn't coming from the best place.
At least how they're portrayed on the show.
Yes.
They're not like women that I would want like my daughters to look up to, you know.
No.
My future children.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, a lot of drama.
But I'm sure if we met them in person, we would think otherwise.
Totally.
So that's just totally. Kind of the point I'm trying to get across, is the but show is the show, and these people are probably somewhat different.
Yeah. And I do kind of have different opinions depending on the person. I'm not going to put out the blanket statement that I like dislike all the women on the show, because that's just not true. I don't dislike all the women on the show. But yeah, well, let's just jump right in. We're going to talk about just a few points, things that happened on the show mm-hmm. that we need to talk about.
And Going.
I was just going to say, and then after we're done with that, then we will share the inside scoop knowledge that we've gathered.
Yes, that Emily gathered.
You also gathered some stuff, though.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, you did.
When we look at
and
our
I'm
notes,
excited to talk about some of the stuff that we've uncovered.
So, before we get into everything, though, who would you say is your favorite girl?
Okay, that's a hard question, because are you asking who's the most entertaining or who's your favorite person? Who would I want to be friends with in real life?
Okay, let's go.
I think those are all different.
Let's answer all of those. Who do you think is most entertaining?
Honestly, maybe Jesse.
I was gonna say Demi and Jesse to me were most entertaining. Jesse was actually hilarious.
Yeah, you're right.
But that girl, you know the trend that's eyebrow blindness?
Yes. Does she have eyebrow blindness?
She has Botox blindness.
Oh, Botox blindness is a real thing. And Jesse and Demi both, like,
yes. And I did a dive on some of them in their Instagram to see what they looked like before Botox.
Yeah.
And she looks so good.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, why?
They're all stunning.
Like, and then, why does she have to get so many? Someone needs to tell her.
None of them really needed work done.
Yeah. It makes them look older.
Jessie looks a bit older than she is, just like, because of the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Most entertaining. Who would you want to be friends with?
Probably Jen.
I probably would say the same.
Yeah, I really like Jen. And I listened to her podcast with Weekly Trash, and I just really liked it. Like, I just really respect how her outlook on life. I feel like I really resonate with her a lot.
Yeah.
So, we could be friends for sure.
She probably would be the most similar to, like, us and what we talk about and like, and I don't know.
Plus, you know, I'm friends with her sister, so close enough,
true,
right?
True.
I could be friends with her too. Anyways, let's get into some of the stuff that happened on the show.
Okay, I put this free stuff.
That's kind of the tea.
Yeah, we could. Do we want to talk about that later?
We can give them a little sneak peek
for the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking about It's a good time to talk about this, because we're talking about the work they've gotten done and, like, why are they getting so much work done? They really don't need it, and it just makes them look older for some of them. Mm-hmm. But we found out. So I'm really close with someone who's close friends with somebody who was going to be on the show and
but she backed declined, out. Right?
Yes, she was going to go through with it and kind of backed out last minute is what it sounds like. So she told me that they offered her $60,000. That was the payment for being on the show.
Jeez.
Plus a free plastic surgery.
That is crazy. Crazy. And these girls have gotten a lot done. Like, I saw a video. First of all, Layla, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She did not need to get a single thing done to her. Yeah. But I was watching her in this interview, and she was saying, I got a tummy tuck. I think she got a boob job. It looks like she got a boob job.
She said she did.
In
another interview.
Did she say she got a nose job? I can't remember.
She said she got her nose done.
Oh, she was, but like,
sometimes people will do, like, Botox on their nose.
Yeah. I've thought or about filler. That, like, lifting it. Abe's always like, don't do it. I can proudly say I've never gotten any work done.
Same. We are all natural over here.
We are all natural.
We'll see what happens when I'm, like, 40. But
I know. The forehead wrinkles are kind of real.
I already have forehead and neck wrinkles.
Ooh.
But no one would notice except me. So I'm not going to I'm not going to drop money on Botox.
Yeah. I'm going to keep wearing the silicone patches at night and do all of that stuff before getting Botox. We're only in our 20s, but that's when they say to start. But I think that's a scam. Anyway.
Yeah, who's saying to start Botox in your 20s? People that sell Botox?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of women that are like, start in your 20s. And I'm like, no. Don't have the money for that, first of all.
Yeah.
But besides the point, Layla doesn't need all that work done. And so, she just kept naming thing after thing after thing.
But isn't that crazy? I mean, if they offered all the women the same contract, then they were all getting a free plastic surgery. They were paying them in plastic surgery. What?
That's crazy. What? Also, the extensions, because Jessie has her own stylist studio, hair studio. That's what I'm...
Salon?
Jay-Z Hairstyles Salon. That's what it's called. Yeah. Not a studio.
So she does extensions, and so they all have extensions. Even if she didn't do extensions, they'd probably all still have extensions, because that's just what you do in Utah.
Yeah.
That's just what you do. You get Botox, you get extensions.
I also don't have extensions.
Same.
I have, like, am I autistic? Do I have sensory issues? Like, do I have the tism?
Am I acoustic?
I can't sleep with, like, any jewelry on, no makeup, anything in my hair.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do the extensions.
I feel like they'd be itchy.
Clip-ins, though, I like that.
I've never had extensions, but they seem itchy because you're, like, weaving it into your hair.
Yeah. Oof. Just heavy. I would like thicker hair, though.
But isn't that wild? Anyways. Yes.
While we're on this topic, though, can we talk about Jessie on the show getting her
labiaplasty?
Ooh.
What?
And a boob job at the same time.
But now that we have that information, it's like, would she have done it without the freebie? Maybe, probably. Because like, I've all gotten a ton of them. Ton of
how
stuff
much,
done.
How much do you think that would cost without, like, okay, the boobs and the labiaplasty?
Dude, I don't know. Should we Google it?
Yeah, let's Google it.
Average cost for labiaplasty surgery.
My guess together would be like 100K.
That's all. It's going to be different depending on what website I am looking at. But this website says 4 to 10,000.
Oh, what?
It's not that bad.
That's not bad.
No.
For boobs, this says 4 to 6,000.
Yeah. That checks out.
I've heard from, like, women that have got them, though, that they're, like, 10K.
You, I think they've kind of changed. Because I know somebody that got a boob job, like, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, the cost has gone down. It's only 5K.
Huh. Wow.
So I'm like, I have no idea. I don't.
Yeah. Haven't found out for myself.
No.
We are not in that era yet.
Should we undergo social experiment? What am I trying to say?
Should we go get our boobs done?
Yeah, for the pod, just for experimentational purposes.
I don't know. I don't think I could ever do that, honestly. Being the me crunchy self.
me crunchy self. No, there are like a lot of health problems linked to getting your boobs done, so...
That's why. I don't want to do
Shelby's
it.
Shelby's too crunchy. We're natural over here. We're crunchy, earthy girls.
What?
Okay, sorry. Let's get back on track here.
Let's start going with the notes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay. So we're here in the pilot episode, which was filmed way before everything else. But Taylor immediately being like, I need to take a pregnancy test. It's just so, like, they needed drama for the show. Because who says that on camera?
Yeah.
Like, most people wait until they're pretty pregnant to say they're pregnant, but to say, I might be and I'm going to take a test.
Yeah.
But then she wasn't, so it was just...
I saw Michaela actually do that on TikTok. TikTok?
Hold on. Let me turn my do not disturb on.
Do not disturb.
On
a TikTok, she was like, get ready with me or come with me. It was like a vlog.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I need to get a pregnancy test too because I'm late on my period. And I'm like, Why would you put that on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Oh, that's, I don't know. That's personal. That's personal.
But it makes people like, what? Are you pregnant? You know, like,
and then it's just,
she gets people commenting from stuff like that.
What else?
The first few episodes, and this might just be me, kind of bugged me because
the first episode was hard. Hard to watch.
The first episode kind of was like, what is happening? Because it's all the stuff that already happened with Taylor. All of the swinging, her arrest, all of that stuff.
And it's a lot all at once.
It's a lot all at once. And I was like, whoa, I thought this was going to be like spread out throughout the whole show. Like, what's going to happen throughout the whole show?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny how Taylor was like, I was reacting and I threw a chair at him and then I threw everything else at him. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Why would you admit that? Like, some of those, what are they, cop cam videos?
Mm-hmm. Body cam videos.
Yes, she that did not sad. Look great.
She was
wasted.
Wasted. And also, I found it, I didn't write this in the notes, but this is funny. She said when she got arrested, she had come from a party where they were all supposed to dress like their ex. So she was dressed like a man and actually had like a 5 o'clock shadow that she had put on her face. So she looked extra bad because she was dressed like her ex. And then she got like wasted and then she got arrested. So in her mugshot, she's dressed like a man, kind of has like a 5 o'clock shadow. So that's why she looks so bad in the body cam. Extra bad. But obviously
there was someone.
She was drunk, so.
That I know that told me they kissed Taylor's ex-husband in high school.
Like multiple times?
Yeah, multiple times. Like, they were, like, NICMO buddies or something. I don't know.
If you are from Utah and you don't know what a NICMO buddy is, it is the Utah version of Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
You just, like, have someone that you kiss.
Yeah, but just making out.
Just kissing.
Just kissing.
No romantic relationship.
Yeah, but I asked that girl, I was like, what was he like? And she said that he was actually awesome. So,
oh, okay.
Love that. I mean, we didn't get to hear anything about him on the show, so.
Yeah. Anyways.
But one thing, I didn't get to my point here. One thing that I was bugged with the first couple episodes, was the whole Taylor and Whitney battle. Like, who's Queen Bee? And I was just so annoyed, because it's like, obviously, they're all following Taylor, you know? And Whitney kind of just jumps in. A lot of people have very, very strong opinions about Whitney.
Yes.
On social media.
Yeah.
Like, saying she's Regina George and she's the biggest mean girl. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as that, but she does seem a little bit insecure.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe a lot of it insecure.
She comes across very insecure.
Yeah.
Self-serving behavior on the show. Definitely has narcissistic tendencies. But like I said, this is all just what's portrayed.
Yeah.
Don't know her personally.
Yeah. Oh, did we mention this? That Taylor was the only one in this group on the show that was a part of the whole swinging thing.
I love that they just went straight in, like, did not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
They addressed Taylor's swinging scandal. Taylor was straight up about everything that happened.
Yeah.
And then they asked the rest of the women, were you involved? And they all said no.
Yeah.
We do know from a podcast that Macy was at those parties.
Macy or Whitney?
Macy.
Oh, okay.
Macy said, I actually was at some of those swinging parties, but I didn't know the swinging was going on. I wasn't involved.
Yeah.
Some people don't buy it.
Because I heard
but
that
I don't know.
They would, like, have parties, and then after hours,
yeah.
That's when the swinging would happen.
Exactly. So if that's true, that makes sense if Macy...
Yeah, was a part of that. She wanted to be a part of the
And
group.
Also, was it Taylor's ex-husband that asked Macy's husband, like, are you the jealous type? And Macy's husband said, I don't share if that's what you're asking. So he kind of shut down any opportunity for someone to be like, ooh, they're down.
Yeah.
So they knew that Macy and her husband weren't down immediately, if what Macy's saying is true. So I believe it, but.
Yeah.
And then so Whitney and her husband bought a house, moved back to Utah. And I don't know, you guys. When she tried the champagne and was like, I've never had a sip of alcohol in my whole
life.
Seemed
pretty fake to
me. And
then,
yeah, I don't know. Her reaction was so over the top and fake.
Yeah.
I was like, are you just doing this for the cameras? Or, like, have you had alcohol before? But either way, it was just like, let's not be over the top for no reason.
Her husband looked different in every single shot.
He changed his identity every time.
Happening?
No, literally, I was confused.
Same. Also, that one haircut that was kind of like a bowl cut, and it was so blunt. Do you remember that? I'm seeing all these things
with
on
the
social
really
media.
Blonde.
No, it was like dirty blonde hair, but there one side was like a super blunt cut, and someone's like, "Somebody help." Him, please.
He needs help. Somebody, yeah.
And then the slick back hair was a no. It's just everything.
You're so right. Every scene, he had different hair.
Completely different. He looked so different.
Yeah. But in one podcast that I listened to, I think it was the one where the whole cast was on Nick Viall's podcast. Everybody except Taylor and Whitney, because Taylor was on it by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all basically said they don't like Whitney and that they're not interested in, like, being friends with her right now. But they all said they really like her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, we love him. He's awesome.
That's
Which
good.
Is interesting given what he's done.
Yeah.
And what Whitney told them that he's done.
Maybe he mellows her out a little bit.
Yeah. And so I think that's pretty cool. And then also debunks Whitney thinking that nobody's giving them any grace.
Yeah.
because all of your friends are like, they all spoke highly of her husband. And even after everything that they went through, the whole Tinder scandal.
Yeah.
And stuff that she shared.
Or was it Grindr?
Anyways.
Can we talk about Whitney's outfits?
Whitney, who's your stylist? Who's your inspiration?
Please, you need some help. There was not a single outfit where I was like, that's cute.
I don't know. It was a choice.
It was a choice.
And you know what? If that's what you love and if that's what makes you happy,
be free.
I'm happy for you. But it was definitely a choice.
Yeah.
It was a choice.
Yeah. I saw an interview at their premiere. They all wore red, right?
Yep.
And she was in that scandalous dress. And she's pregnant, very pregnant.
It was the most unflattering dress I've ever seen in my life.
It was so unflattering. I'm like, you can look so good as a pregnant woman. Like, when you do yourself up and wear a cute fitted dress. Yes.
Her bosom was out. Oof. Her belly was out.
There was this interviewer.
But the shape of the dress was just not it.
It was
for the bump.
Bad. Oh my gosh. No.
It was just.
I did not like it.
And the interviewer calling her out.
Yes. She was like, I'm wearing a more Mormon dress than you are.
Yeah. And Whitney's like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm dressed slutty tonight or something. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Glad you are proud, loud and proud about it. But you do you, girl. You do you. If it makes you happy, makes you feel good?
Yeah. Did I already say this? Are you Team Whitney or Team Taylor?
Ugh, gosh. Oh, I am Team Taylor for sure. Just Team whatever Whitney's not on.
Yeah. Exactly. I kind of liked Whitney at first, but then the more the show went on, I was like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
Why is she doing this? And I didn't like Taylor at first, and then I liked her by
the
end.
Yeah, if you watch the entire season, I was shocked at how much I actually... You know, Taylor grew on me. Yeah. I really thought I'm not going to be able to look past what she's done, but it really seemed like she was trying, and the girls all really like her.
Yeah.
And not Taylor. So, I mean, and not Whitney. So that really speaks volumes as well. And they all say, you know, she's really trying. She's really grown as a person.
Yeah.
I respect that.
It was hilarious how she had a drink. Like a latte in every single shot.
I didn't notice the lattes.
She had like beanies, then beans and brews and Starbucks. And then when she was pregnant, she had like matcha. And it was making me laugh.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny how they were like bringing in the whole soda talk about Utah.
Yeah.
They made it seem like soda is a drug.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it kind of is.
Yeah, for some people it is. We used to drink more soda, but we don't really drink that much anymore. But
I never drank soda.
I remember.
Until I got married.
Yeah. No, we were not a soda family. Like, my parents didn't buy soda. That was not a thing.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Utah, when I was in high school, and I remember, like, my high school boyfriend introducing me to Sodalicious, which is like Swig.
Oh, yeah. And that's not a thing anymore.
So basically Swig. And I did not know. I'd never tasted Dr. Pepper before. I didn't know like drink mix-ins, like syrups mm-hmm. were a thing. And yeah. Everyone was like, no way, you haven't had Sodalicious or Swig. And I was like, this is a Utah thing. So that was.
And it's actually pretty good, you guys. If you haven't tried it, which I don't know how many people outside of Utah listen to us right now, but if you haven't tried it, give it a try.
Yeah.
But those girls' drink orders were so specific.
There's healthy stuff too.
Yeah.
Like if I go to Swig now because I'm trying to be healthier, they have good sparkling water. Like I'll get sparkling water with like fruit puree or like fresh lime.
Yeah.
That stuff is good.
Ooh.
That stuff is good.
I never liked fizz, but now I'm a fizz girl.
Oh, I like it. They're all the same to me. Fizz, Swig.
Well, so not fizz, but just like fizzy drinks.
Oh, because fizz is another drink place.
Yeah.
Okay, so that confused me. There. Okay, so you're okay with carbonation.
That's what I meant to say is carbonation.
Okay. Anyways, let's move on.
Okay.
I was really shocked just how much they shared about their personal lives and their husbands and their marriages, their relationship, their intimacy, lives. I was like, are your husbands actually okay with this? Because I would not be as a husband. We know Zach wasn't okay with it because him and his family have come out with some pretty extreme statements online.
No.
Anyways, but I wonder about the rest of their husbands.
Yeah.
Like, are you actually okay with your wives saying this stuff?
Well, with what I'm seeing now, just with Zach and Jen specifically, mm-hmm. like, outside of the show, after everything, they seem pretty separate, like, with what they're saying. Like, she still kind of talks down on him a little bit in interviews and podcasts, and, like, his family is putting out all of these articles and things, and it's not like they're working together as a couple and as a unit. It's almost like we got to save our own butts.
It's a little weird.
It is
weird. I don't know what's going on. I have a lot of respect for Jen, and I do have respect for her being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in interviews, she will say things like, he struggles with this, he's working on this. Like, mm-hmm. he has narcissistic tendencies, for sure. She can recognize that. I think that's cool that she can be like, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it, and I choose to stay. But where I was going with that is... Where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Just that, oh, I listened to a podcast. Why am I snapping? I need to just not do that ever again.
So close to my mic, too. Get away from my mic.
In an interview, she said Zach's family had a really hard time with it at first, and now they're on board. Like, they're okay with it. I'm not sure about that, because they're saying some pretty
bad stuff. Like, with the whole show?
Online, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. They seem very against the show.
Maybe they got paid out or something.
I don't even know. They don't need money.
No, they don't.
I don't know what happened. Anyways, that's a little bit of the drama.
I'm sure that the husbands... I mean, it seems like some of the husbands really did not care what their wives did.
Yeah.
Which not in the slightest.
Wow. That's crazy.
One thing, this is so random, off topic, that I had in the notes that I thought was hilarious was Jen was always eating. The first shot, she had a piece of bread, and the way that she chews with her mouth closed, but it's like, I don't even know how to explain it It's so, like, massive and, like, almost, like, cartoonish.
I freaking love it. I was like, that would be me. If I was on a show,
same.
I would be eating in every shot. Not me eating the entire time we're podcasting. That is me.
Literally.
I can't not have a snack.
Why do I say
that? I need a
that?
Snack at all times of the day.
I know.
Constantly.
I know. One thing that I saw on social media that I did not notice while watching was that... people were like, somebody needs to help Jen with her hair. Look at how bad it is. And I was like, what is wrong with her hair? And they were saying it was greasy and like she just like needed help with the extensions. Like they didn't look good. And I was like, you literally can't tell those are extensions. I did not notice a single time her hair was greasy.
I never noticed her hair once.
Yeah.
You know who needs help with their hair? Rude. Not Jen. Do you know who needs help with their hair out of all the women?
Who?
Taylor.
Oh. Her hair was pretty out there.
It's like dry, really dry or something.
Yeah. And then poor Michaela. Oh, she's like losing so much hair and eyebrows. And
look, but you know what? All their hair is great. I had no problem with it.
Yeah. Jesse did great.
Good job, Jay-Z Styles.
Good job.
So
there was this one scene. And we're not going to go too deeply into it, but Whitney was talking about a brand deal that she got for this intimacy toy. And their talk was kind of like, oh, whoa, this is a lot right now. This is crazy. But all I want to say about that is Whitney wanted to do the brand deal. And I didn't go look to see if she did. Did she do it?
Oh, yeah. I looked at her post.
Oh, okay. So she did do it.
The comments were funny. They're like, who's here after watching the show? I was like, that is me. I'm here. No, she did post it. She did it and got that bag. The comments were like, get that bag, girl.
Yeah. It was 20K. The brand deal was 20K, which they said is pretty high.
For one photo.
Yeah, for one post. That's crazy. Could you imagine? But
no.
The thing that I want to say about it is her whole reasoning for doing that is to empower women and make women understand that they can talk about that subject with each other and online, whatever. But I think that the way that she went about it, the things that she did and did that brand deal, wasn't probably the best way to empower women about talking about intimacy.
It's not definitely not the way I would have gone about it.
No, and I do think it's okay. Like, it should be talked about with your close friends, but maybe in more of, like, a private setting so mm-hmm. that you feel more comfortable. I just don't think most women would feel comfortable being so, like, outward with that online.
Yeah.
So it's
and
not.
And I think the whole empowering women thing was, okay, I might get hate for this, but I think it was an excuse. I think it was her trying to convince herself that she was doing a good thing and not just doing this because she needed the money.
Yeah.
I think she was justifying herself, convincing herself it was okay. So that's my opinion.
Totally.
But,
did you notice when Layla and Whitney went to the salt cave? Also, I've been to that salt cave and it's amazing. Have you ever been to
where is it?
I think the one that they went to is in American Fork.
Not them bringing their kids in the salt cave.
And Whitney not controlling her kids. Did you see how Layla was like, is she going to control them? But what I was going to say.
They were fine. They weren't screaming or anything.
Yeah, they were fine. But they were just picking the salt up and throwing it everywhere.
I was like, whatever.
Did you notice how Layla almost picked it up and ate it?
No, I did not.
All of the salt that people were walking on?
Ew.
She's like, can I eat this?
Layla, no, girl.
And I was
no.
like, don't do it, don't do it. And she didn't do it. She probably was like, wait, people walk on this. I shouldn't eat this.
She came to her senses.
She did. I thought that was hilarious.
Sometimes I get the feeling that I should do crystal meth. And then I think, maybe not.
Maybe we should post that reference Great so people movie. Know what you're talking about.
Great meme. That was a quote from a movie, not me saying that. Okay, moving on. When Leanne called Whitney when she didn't show up to the shower, Leanne is Taylor's mom. Mm-hmm. I died. What? Not her calling Whitney. Where? Hey, are you coming? Where are you? What was that?
That was a bad move.
What was that? I really hope that was the producer move.
Taylor is a grown woman. She can do her own things. But also, the fact that Whitney didn't just text Taylor, like, hey, I don't think it's right for me to go.
She
I just wanted to let you know.
Should have sent a text.
Like, that was pretty shallow.
Yeah. But can you just put yourself in that situation, okay? It's the day of my baby shower, Shelby.
No.
You get a call from my mother. Shelby, why aren't you here? Shelby, where are you? Shelby, are you coming?
I don't even know if I have your mother's phone number. I bet I do. I think I do.
Probably do.
But
wouldn't that be funny? Like, what? Okay.
First of all, your mom would never do that. Never.
No. No.
That would just
Leanne
be like,
is a different breed.
She is. If that happened to me, like, you didn't show up, which would never happen unless we got in a really bad fight. But I would just be like, okay, I guess we're not friends. And that's that. Like, I'm going to enjoy
my
time.
But you wouldn't, like, immediately jump to that conclusion either. You'd be like, oh, something came up, or she got in a car accident, or, like, is she okay? Like, I'm sure she's fine.
But
I'm sure she'll text me later.
Like, oh, my gosh, why isn't she here?
Yeah.
Just making up drama.
Okay, let's talk about the graduation party.
Okay.
At Zach's parents' house. I thought it was so disrespectful for Jesse and Jordan to bring a flask. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was Jen's house, whatever. But you're inviting your friends over to your in-laws, like your husband's parents' home.
Oh,
and you
were they
know,
at Zach's house?
Yes, they were at Zach's
parents' house. I
thought
they were at Jen's house.
No.
Okay, that does change
And they
things.
Know, Jesse and Jordan, they know what Zach's parents believe and what like they think is okay and what's not.
Mm-hmm. You definitely have to respect other people's rules and standards when you enter their home.
If it was my house, I'd be like, whatever, do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Like, not even if I don't agree with it, do whatever you want. But I thought it was so disrespectful to Zach's parents that they did
that. It was. And that kind of made me not like Jesse a little bit. And she was just kind of like, whatever, we're here to have fun.
And then I thought it was totally warranted that she didn't want them back at their house for the baby shower. Mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, the baby blessing. Mm-hmm. Because last time they were there, they were disrespectful.
Yeah.
Which I kind of wish Jen would have brought that up more. She was having a hard time explaining herself, like, why she didn't invite them.
Yeah.
And she didn't explain it very well. Some of the wordage that she used was probably not the best and came across not in a good way.
Well, and
but
she
was
just
like,
saying, like,
why are you not bringing up the fact that they were disrespectful to your in-laws last time they were there. So, like, hey, you're not welcome back just because that wasn't cool.
Yeah, exactly. But she was kind of blaming it on Zach.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
That was.
For sure. But I think she was scrambling, like, wait, why didn't I invite them? Like, that looks really bad.
Well, she's trying to save
the friend. Yes.
Invite them, and then she had to uninvite them.
Yeah, that was awkward. That was really awkward.
That was awkward. And that whole situation, I don't think is okay. Like, if Zach really didn't want them there that bad, or Jen, whatever, Jen should be like, well, I already told them about it, so I'm not going to uninvite them. Like, that's mean. And whoever it is should understand that, okay, like, this is the situation, it's whatever. But I also think that they should be able to invite whoever they want there at their baby blessing.
Yeah.
And if they didn't want them there, then
and remember,
they shouldn't be that butthurt about not getting invited.
The original group of friends in the Mom Talk group were Taylor, Macy, Michaela, and Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, including Jen, I don't know about Demi. I don't know anything about her. For sure, Jen and Jesse, like, auditioned and were cast in the show.
Yeah.
And then became friends with this group of ladies. Okay. Yeah. So remember, Jen doesn't even know these people very well.
Mm-hmm.
But then they make her feel bad for not inviting all of them. But she did invite them and then uninvite them, which is super awkward.
But my mom did say something valid where she was like, if they're having, like, Galentine's together, going on girls trips, like, these women should be invited to the baby blessing.
Yeah,
you know, but it is,
it's like a weird, hard situation.
It's not just a Jen thing, it's her whole family thing. So I get it.
Yeah, that was a hard thing. Okay, let's talk about the Botox scene. The laughing gas.
Okay, I was laughing so hard. I was like, why do they have to get laughing gas for Botox?
It's they're such a little needle.
Yeah. Like, they're I've so heard nervous.
Botox doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I wouldn't know. But that TikTok you sent me, Lindsay Arnold, that was funny because she's like, I know a lot about Botox. My family does it. Like,
yeah. She was like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
It must have been unique to that.
Yeah. That's not a normal thing.
Or where they went.
That's not a normal Utah thing for everyone to get laughing gas while they get Botox. That was just that one place. And they were
talking about how they love the laughing gas because, like, they get high.
Yeah, of course you love it. Who wouldn't?
I mean, every time when I was younger and went to the dentist and got laughing gas, it was great. Because it does put you in, like, a just, like, a calm state. Yeah. It makes you feel a lot better.
I've never gotten it. I've only been numbed or put under completely.
Yeah.
I've never had laughing gas.
Yeah. Anytime I had laughing gas, I felt really crazy. Like, I felt like I was turning inside out.
Ew.
That's what it makes you feel like. Like, you are legit high. did you know you can do that? Or they used to do that while in labor?
Yes. Laughing gas while in labor? Sounds great, to be honest. Probably not good for the baby.
Yeah. When they did their girls' trip, they had to bring in the whole garments thing because, you know, members of the church, of the Mormon church, wear garments. And Jen forgot her garments. And think that, honestly, I think that that was probably not real. And they just did that so that they could add it in the show and talk about it. But Jesse's comment, what did she say? Can you DoorDash garments? I was laughing so hard.
That was kind of funny. Well, technically, if your DoorDasher has a temple recommend, they could get you some. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Drew, what's your size?
Okay, moving on. The communication skills are not good.
No.
Giving brain rot. No, none of them can communicate well.
No. It was terrible watching them try to communicate with each other.
Mostly Whitney.
Yes. I was like, what are you even saying right now? Why? Like, no, I could not watch it. Like, my brain was literally rotting and it was a lost waste brain of time. Cells. But it's
the whole this whole show lost me brain cells, to be honest. And then when Jen and Zach gave Dakota baby training, that was funny.
Why did they let him hold the baby like that, first of all? when he was like, what? How did he hold him?
Oh, the pants?
Yes, like he picked up the baby and tried to put the pants on, and they just let him do it.
You gotta let him figure it out. I would have let it. I'm chill. I'm a chill parent. I'm like, yeah, you figured out.
Whatever.
Figured out.
That was so funny. I was laughing so hard.
That was funny.
Okay, then we get to where Whitney leaves the group chat, and the amount of times that they showed this, I was laughing. Yeah.
Leave it.
Love it.
Yeah, it's spelled leave it.
Oh.
Leave the group. Leave it, Whitney. Stop. That is ironic. Yeah, is the ironic. Amount of times that they showed Whitney Leavitt left the group.
And they like had the little... the opera singers or choir singers every time.
The choir. Preach to the choir, girl.
Preach to the choir.
How much do you think Jesse's surgeries were? We talked about this. Okay, yeah. So we did that. One of them was probably free. But turns out labiaplasty isn't that expensive, you guys. Good to know.
Go do it if you've been thinking about it.
Scary. You know? Taylor just being so pregnant.
Yes. I honestly feel so bad for her that she was so pregnant during the majority of this. And she kept saying it. I'm just so pregnant and so exhausted.
Dude.
I'm just very pregnant and very exhausted. And it's like, okay, we get it. Yeah. That's enough.
But no, it's so true. And when you're that pregnant, everything is exhausting. You can't think. You can't walk. You can't breathe. Mm-hmm. You can barely eat.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I also don't remember if it was the Vegas trip or the girls' trip where all of the girls were dressed so cute and then Taylor was just in sweats. I was like,
that?
Why is she just wearing sweats?
They went to dinner.
Yes. I mean, I understand. Like, she's pregnant. She wants to be comfy. But
nothing fits.
Yeah, nothing fits.
But, I mean, you could have gotten, like, a cute maternity dress. I don't know.
Yeah. Also,
that was funny.
She kept wearing, what are they called? Like jumpers? Like nice jumpers. What's the word I'm
jumpers?
Looking for?
Jumpsuit?
Jumpsuit? Onesies? Onesies. About? And while she was pregnant, and I was like, that's not it. That is not the move.
You not know, cute. You know how I feel about onesies.
I do know how you feel about onesies. Okay, let's get into the Vegas trip.
The Vegas trip. Guys, this episode was such a dumpster fire. It was rough.
It was rough.
It was hard to watch.
Let's just get straight into the drama. So, yeah. All of the girls are going on another girls' trip to Vegas for Layla's birthday. Or was it... I think it was for her birthday.
Yeah, Layla's birthday. And Jesse kind of planned the whole thing.
Yes.
But because Taylor's so pregnant, she can't fly. Mm-mm. So she drives, and Zach Jen and Zach are like, we'll drive with you, with her and Dakota.
Zach and Dakota are the only men that decide to go.
Yeah.
Because on the show, they're kind of describing them both as a little bit overprotective.
Yeah.
And then eventually they kind of describe them as controlling.
Yeah, the women are bashing on Dakota and Zach. They're like, of course they're coming to Vegas. But Dakota's reasoning is valid.
Yeah.
He's like, you could have this baby in Vegas, and if you do, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
So I understand him coming, but was it an excuse? We'll never know.
We'll never know. And I actually kind of was shocked that Taylor went so far along, because she was like...
Dude, me too.
How many weeks? 34 I was shocked. Weeks or something like that?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the mid-30s. She
it's
was pretty
It's generally
far along.
Not recommended to travel that far. When you're that far along. Anyways, right before they leave, Taylor comes over to meet them at Jen and Zach's house so they can get in the car and drive together. And Taylor walks in and says, I'm not doing good. We just had a huge fight. Mm-hmm. And Jen's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And come in. And some people think that this was staged because there wasn't enough drama around Taylor.
Yeah.
She was too normal now.
Yeah.
They needed more Taylor drama. But I don't know. Whatever. Whether it was real or not.
Like on the way there.
It was awkward.
Is what you're saying?
So here's what people have said. They're always talking about Taylor and Dakota fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really see them fighting that much.
Kinda, yeah. I guess.
There was the one big fight when Macy was there on the couch.
Yeah.
That was towards the end of the season.
Dakota, he gives me the ick. I do not like him. Yeah. He's dumb as rocks. I'm sorry.
He's portrayed not the smartest, is what we're trying to say
yes.
here.
Yes. That is my opinion, though. I literally cannot watch that man.
It's hard. He's a hard watch, for sure. But yeah, that was so awkward when she came in, and then Dakota comes over, mm-hmm. and they're like hashing it out on the couch, and Zach's like, "I'm gonna go downstairs," and then Jen's sitting there trying to decide if she's supposed to stay and help them or if she should leave them alone.
Yeah.
So she's like, just leaves the room, and then they come back. They're like, "We have to get in the car and go."
Uh huh.
So awkward.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Jen and Zach a little bit?
Yeah, we do.
First of all, do you think, the whole reason that the girls were like, Zach wants to come because he's the controlling husband, but I'm like, did he actually want to go because he wanted to gamble?
Yeah, probably. That's what probably. I think he just wanted to go gamble.
And she gave him $2,500 to gamble.
I was like, dang, that's
We also a never lot. Found out what happened with that money. Did he win money? Did he lose it all? I would like to know.
Yeah, so this is the big, big drama with Jen and Zach is just, I guess, okay, so Jesse tells all the girls once they get to Vegas, we are going somewhere and I'm not telling you where.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to go. You can't not go and I can't tell you where we're going. And Jen is like, is my husband going to be mad at where we're going? Yeah. And Jesse's just like,
she asked maybe. Him. She was like, what if we went to like a Magic Mike show? And then that's when he said it would be pretty hard taking care of two kids being divorced.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, whoa.
So wild. So savage.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're going on this trip that Jesse planned. Right. And so Jen doesn't know. She's a little bit stressed because she doesn't know what's going on. And then she finds out that they're going to a Chippendales show, which is basically like a male stripper show.
Yeah.
You know? She didn't watch anything. Like, she didn't go to the actual show.
She was, like, looking at the floor the whole time.
Yeah.
Just staring at the ground.
Yeah. While they were lathering up the men. She's some like, avert men, your eyes. Some of the men, though, kind of seemed very fond of each other. And I was like, are all of these men actually just gay? There was, like, one that, like, touched the other guy and looked at him. And I was like, oh, so, okay.
Okay, so it would be like that. Yeah, I see what's going like on that. Here. No wonder they have so many abs.
Yeah, literally. It's like male ballerinos, but in Vegas. Oh, anyway.
No, Shelby, they're quote-unquote straight.
Yeah, I mean, they do it for the dough.
For sure.
So they could be not straight.
Yeah. Anyways, when Zach finds out where Jen is, he freaks out, flips out.
Calls her.
This is the whole thing. Calls her, is texting her all night. It's just a lot of drama. She's really mad
sobbing,
at her.
Oh, yeah. She's inconsolable. Like, just think of me as a human being. Don't judge my character. And you really feel for Jen. Like, this is horrible. She shouldn't be treated this way. She did the right thing and went home while he's still out gambling. And
that was probably my biggest issue with the situation, and this is just what we've seen on the show,
on the screen,
but it really came across hypocritical, like, mm-hmm. really bad that he's out gambling, which, if you know anything about the church, they frown upon gambling.
Mm-hmm.
They also frown upon going to male stripper shows, like, mm-hmm. both things are not ideal. Okay,
yeah.
For people of this religion. So the fact that he's telling her that she's not a good person.
Yeah.
For accidentally being at the show and looking at the floor the whole time.
Yeah.
When he willingly went.
But she didn't even go to the show is the thing.
Yeah.
And
I didn't actually know that.
No, she
I didn't realize that she left before the show started.
Yeah.
That's wild that he was still so mad.
Uh-huh. And I think he probably just found out that she was there. So to me, it seemed like he kind of just was assuming what was happening and that he didn't really give her the chance to say what actually happened, which wasn't super fair to Jen. I do think that they probably could have communicated a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Like, she did find out where they were going when they were in the bus or the limo or whatever, and she could have been like, hey, Zach, we're going to Chippendales, but we're going to have dinner and then a show, and I think that I'll probably leave before we go to the show. Yeah. And they could have, I don't know. It's hard to, like, in the moment to know exactly what to do because she was put under a lot of pressure being on a reality TV show and trying to fit in with these girls and, but also keeping her husband happy. But all of the girls do not like Zach for this. Yeah. And there was a lot of things that Jen was saying that were outrageous that Zach said to her, but also to me.
Yeah.
The only thing that we really know that Zach said, and I know everybody is pausing and reading this, was the text. Should I read the text?
If you pause the screen, you can read a text that Zach sent to Jen.
Should I read it?
It is not great news for him, I have to admit. Yeah.
Okay, so it says, this is Zach. Seriously, I don't want to hear one more time about your heart. Start taking accountability for your actions and the situations you put yourself in. You're a grown woman. Doesn't matter your intention. You were there, and that's the image you portray of yourself, family, church, etc. Everyone you represent with this platform. The fact you would have to ask me is the R word. Would you ever find Katie asking Kyle that? No, because she respect her own values and her husband and would never put herself in that situation. The fact we are even, I don't know what that says. This conversation is sad, especially after everything with the
temple.
And then there's other stuff that it's kind of cut off and you can't really see what it says. But that's really the only thing that we know for sure that he said.
Yep.
And there were other claims of him, like, saying, I'm done, I want a divorce, you're disgusting. So mm-hmm. we don't know if those are true or if those are fabricated. But either way, she really didn't deserve that. And she deserved to be heard and listened to without, like, just assuming things.
Yeah, for sure. And then she came back the next day and was like, he apologized, we worked it out, we're all good. Mm-hmm. Which the women had opinions on that, because they were like, Jen better not come back here saying, it's everything's great.
Yeah.
And then she kind of did that, and that was,
and then they kind of just, like, laid it all on her.
Yeah, which I was like, it was definitely a little bit extreme, just the way that they went about it.
She needed some time.
I think all their intentions were definitely pure, but
their intentions were pure, but I do think she needed a little bit of time to process things, to think about it, to talk to Zach a little bit more, uh-huh. because they are husband and wife, you know? And I don't know. I just felt like she needed, like, a true friend. Yeah. In that situation, to just listen to her, and they didn't really listen to her.
Yes, that's my biggest problem with that. I understand where they're coming from, but they asked zero questions.
Yeah, like, they didn't let her explain anything.
They just immediately jumped to, he's a terrible, he's a narcissist, you need to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you didn't ask her a single thing about her relationship.
No, I mean, you could definitely tell that her light was dimmed.
Yeah, I mean, it had been a rough, she had been up all night, it had been a rough 24 hours, but anyways, it was a lot of drama, you guys.
Yeah.
Much but drama.
What is your opinion about married women going to, like, a show like that?
Oh gosh, I don't know how to answer that.
Like, is that a normal thing outside of,
I don't know,
this religion?
I am not a good person to ask. I really have no idea how to answer
because
that question.
I personally think it is a little bit weird that a married woman would go to a show like that. Like, it was normal for Layla because she's single,
right? Yeah.
But did you notice how Demi was the one where she touched the stripper's bare bum?
Wow.
And it wasn't Layla, but Layla was dancing with him. I think that's normal. I don't know. Maybe it is normal outside of our community, but I just thought it was a little bit
definitely
out there.
Would not be okay in my relationship.
Yeah. Like, no,
just
same.
Just the way that we respect each other, I just, no. Anyways, moving on. Whitney announcing to her family that she's pregnant.
Putting the literal stick that she peed on in the cake.
She just wasted a whole cake. No, I would not be eating that cake.
No.
I don't care if you put the cap
like,
on
the
Whitney.
The cap was on.
She's like, I didn't really think about it. I put the cap on. Her little sister is the most real person on this whole show.
Yes.
Anytime her little sister opened her mouth, I was like, 100%, I agree with you. That is exactly my thoughts.
Honestly, the moms were kind of real, too. The things that Taylor's mom said to her, I'm like, you need to listen to this woman, because she's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Leanne kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, she does. But she was right. But then also Whitney's mom was saying super valid things to her the whole time and Whitney's sister. And I'm like,
Whitney's
maybe we need to listen to our close people to us a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Mothers know best, honestly. I love, like, when I really need advice, I do go to my mom and she just, she always knows. She always knows what to do.
They've already lived life. They've been through it.
Listen to your mom. Listen to your mother.
Yeah. So Whitney decided to not find out the gender until birth, right? I'm pretty sure.
I forgot that part.
How do you feel about that? Do you like that? Or are you kind of like,
I
need to
know? I
know
lots of people that have done that.
I know, me too.
And I don't know. It would be so hard for me because then I can't buy the things that I need to buy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm kind of just like instant gratification. I've said this on the podcast before. But if I can find it out in that moment, I'm going to be like, yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, I don't think I could wait that long.
I don't think
I would just
want to
know.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people that do that.
Okay. Who on the cast of Secret Lives is going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Ooh.
Because you know one of them is going to be on there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, well, they're all, these shows are connected.
Yeah. They're all on ABC. So they all feed into each other. Plus, Dancing with the Stars doesn't even always have that many famous people. A lot of the people they have had on there are just influencers. And I'm like, oh, these women are influencers.
Yeah. I could see Taylor.
I was going to say Taylor.
Or Demi. Or Jen. Honestly, I could see any of them.
I would
even
love,
Layla.
I would love to see them. Any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not Whitney.
Maybe not Whitney, though.
Any of them but Whitney.
Oh shoot. What who do you think?
Same.
Yeah.
I had the same thought process.
Taylor, any of them could go on and
Jen,
kill it.
Jen's got those Latin roots, so she could do Latin ballroom.
Yeah.
And that's like her thing on social media is dancing.
Yeah.
So
I think she would kill it.
Okay.
Before we get into the inside scoop. Real quick, because we didn't talk about a bunch of the girls.
Okay.
These are just kind of like, almost like side characters, but I have thoughts about them.
Okay, let's go.
Macy, I actually kind of liked Macy. She was more of a logical thinker.
Yeah.
She tried to see all sides of everybody's situation, but she did stir up a little bit of drama.
Yeah. Yeah. That's accurate. You just summed up my thoughts.
And then Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Michaela.
She was just kind of there.
She was just there. She probably has been struggling with her health issues.
Well, yeah,
her skin
we know
condition.
That she's been going through health complications, but I also just think she doesn't want to be in the middle of the drama.
Yeah.
So she just literally sits there quiet.
Yeah. And it was so
funny
how every time someone left, like decided to leave the situation, she always went with them.
She's like, peace
every
out.
Every single time.
I'm
she's
done.
Like, yeah, I think I'll go home too.
Honestly, Michaela is so real for that.
I know.
Yeah, I think I ran into Michaela. I was trying to think because there was just one time I was at the Provo Farmers Market.
Yeah.
And this girl came up to me and was like, where did you get that lemonade? And I told her. And then after she left, I was like, I think that's Michaela because I followed her for a few years. And then I followed this company who does mocktails, and they did mocktails on the show. Oh. In that one episode. And they're also at the Provo Farmers Market. And she posted today, Michaela always comes to the farmers market and gets mocktails. Hey, and I was like, so I think her. I did talk to her.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I think we pretty much talked about all the other girls.
It's a small, Utah's a small world. So we're going to talk about all the connections we have to these people inside and also this scoop. Inside knowledge that we found out through people and through internet, yeah. through Reddit. When somebody sends you a Reddit thread, you know crap's about to go down.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, we talked about how we found out that about the $60,000 plus a free plastic surgery. That was just one person's experience. I don't know if they all have the same contract. Okay, let's talk about when they went to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Demi lost her luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have luggage when she got there, and the women were like, well, let's just go shopping and get you some new clothes. And she was like, you guys don't understand. I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
My credit cards are maxed out. I can't afford to go shopping. So the tea,
we all thought they were making good money.
Yeah, the tea is that they're portrayed as very well off, but not all of them are.
Yeah,
they make good money for influencers, but either they just aren't good with money. They spend it all. They spend it all on plastic surgery and Botox, apparently. And I guess some of their husbands don't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jessie is pretty well off because of her successful hair business.
Mm-hmm. But she's really the only one that has another thing going for her besides social media.
Yeah.
And Macy. She has her supplement line now.
Which I heard through the grapevine. Again, these are just rumors. I don't know what's true and what's not, but I heard it's not doing well.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
So she's not really making money off of that, potentially. So, I mean, and we know that Jen and Zach are in medical school, so they, you know, that's expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, so none of them are as wealthy as they like to appear.
Yeah.
But
they also could be making decent money and just not know how to manage it very well.
I honestly think that's the truth. I think it's a little bit of they don't make as much money as they are trying to portray, but also they just blow it all.
Yeah.
That is my assumption. Speaking of Demi, I know someone that went to high school with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, in high school, she told people to call her Demi.
Yeah.
So is her real name Demi? Probably.
Or Demi.
She just decided in her adult life to have everybody pronounce it Demi.
Yeah. Well, anytime I see that word, which is in ballet, we use that word a lot. Demi-plié.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you say it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can say a name but any way you want to.
You also... Anyways, Demi. Like... Demi is not a name that I've ever heard.
Me either.
So I was laughing so hard when this person said, no, she went by Demi in high school.
Yeah.
So did she just think, oh, I'm going to be cool and different and go by Demi?
Probably.
I'm going to have people start calling me Emily.
Oh.
Not Emily, but Emily.
How would you say my name different?
Shelby.
Shelby. Shelby. Shelby.
I'm dead.
I like that. Demi. I just think Demi is so much more feminine and, like, beautiful than Demi.
Demi's not even a name.
It's her name. I liked her, though. She honestly liked that woman.
So I listened to the Weekly Trash episode with Jen.
Okay.
Like I talked about before. And she talked about her background, which is really interesting because I knew her sister. I was friends with her older sister.
Yeah.
And we've actually all hung out together.
Mm-hmm. Not with Jen, though.
Yeah, with her sister, Katie, Shelby, and Ian. And I knew that they were from the Bay Area. That's kind of one way Katie and I became friends, because she came up to me and was like, oh, you're from...
They are?
Yeah. So Katie came up to me and was like, you're from the Bay Area? This was like our first spark of friendship.
I think I actually remember that now.
Yeah. So we had that in common. But then also we found out we lived in the same neighborhood. So it was really weird because we're both from the same area-ish of California. in her podcast, Jen said that they kind of lived in a ghetto part of California. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not. I came from like a very posh area of California, not gonna lie. But I moved here with my mom, who is single. So, you know, we weren't really wealthy. Mm-hmm. When my mom and I moved out here. So we moved to the same neighborhood, apparently. And yeah. Jen was 14 when she moved out to Utah, and I was 15. Mm. So we came at similar ages.
That's the same year, because she's a year younger than us.
So did they move out here the same year than us?
Probably, yeah.
And I was trying to remember.
And then I moved there.
and Shelby actually for a year or two lived in my neighborhood too. Mm-hmm. They were looking for a place, and we found them a place in our neighborhood. So we all...
Which was the biggest blessing ever.
Yeah, that was fun too, to be close to each other.
That was.
And I would always drive you to dance when I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
You didn't... Yeah, I remember that.
I was just trying to help you out and, like, help your mom out. You were. But I wasn't old enough to technically be driving other people yet.
We had some good times in that car.
So, sorry, Mom. I did drive Shelby around. But it was all good. We never... Nothing bad ever happened.
Yeah, you're a good driver. You are.
Okay.
Compared to some people.
Yeah, true. But they were from the Bay Area, moved to Cedar Hills at the same time. We were all neighbors. They lived in my neighborhood. I went to high school with Katie. That's why we were friends.
Yeah.
But listening to the podcast, Jen said I had a really hard time in high school because I went to Lone Peak. Mm-hmm. And it was really cliquey. Everyone was really wealthy, so I didn't feel like I fit in because my family wasn't really wealthy.
And that's true.
I was so confused because
I had friends at Lone Peak.
Yes.
And that is exactly how that school is.
My experience, I moved to Utah. Our neighborhood in Cedar Hills, where we all lived, was really weird. It was closer to Lone Peak, but it was in American Fork territory. So in our neighborhood, you could choose which school you wanted to go to. And after talking to a few people, they all told me, hey, Lone Peak's known for being cliquey and kind of snooty. Mm. And so I was like, I'm not going there. I'm going to American Fork. Everyone says they're more down to earth. And I liked my experience at American Fork. I thought it was a good school and I liked the people there. So I was so confused. Why did Jen go to Lone Peak?
If she had a hard time.
Yeah. So I felt bad for her. I was like, she should have gone to American Fork. I asked her sister why, and she said she's not really sure. She thinks she had friends going there, and
she was in cheer.
She was in cheer, but then she didn't end up doing cheer anyways. So,
why did she stay?
Maybe she just went to Lone Peak because it was closer to home.
Yeah,
but they're both very close to your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And then here I am. I was still going to Lehigh.
Yeah.
And then PG. Because I moved to PG.
Yeah. But, I thought that was interesting. Just our parallels.
Yeah. 'Tis interesting.
And also the fact that Jen met her husband when she was putting in her mission papers.
Oh.
So I was like, I resonate with that too, because I was in mission prep. I was prepping for a mission. I met Dallin. I was like, we're not going to get married because I'm going on a mission. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay. But then... we ended up getting married anyways. So
meant to be.
Thought that was interesting as well. But if you're wondering, Jen ended up, they're in Arizona now.
Yeah, so instead of New York.
Yes, they didn't go to New York, they're in Arizona.
For med school. I wonder how that's all going to play out, because he said he didn't really care about all of mom talk. And so I wonder if, I mean... she's still posting and stuff. Yep, so
she is.
That's where their income is coming from right now. So I don't think he has much of a say currently.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
She, in the podcast, Jen said that when she found out what the title of the show was going to be. Okay, this is another kind of point of inside scoop knowledge we have, but it's kind of become public knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not really a secret anymore. That when these women agreed to be on the show, they thought that it was just going to be about mom talk, mom
that
influencers.
That it was going to be called mom talk.
That it was going to be called mom talk. Correct. Yeah. And then Hulu said, no, we're actually going to call it Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Kind of did a bait and switch on everybody.
Yep.
And that is one reason why this other person I have connections to backed out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't feel comfortable, I don't think, with the title. And Jen said that she brought up concerns to the producers, was like, I'm not sure about this. I'm worried. And she said two other girls, she did not name them, two other girls agreed with me that they had concerns about the title and no one else. So 2 out of 7 wasn't, or 3 out of 7 or whatever,
yeah,
isn't enough. So they kept the name, but yes, there were concerns. They did not know that that was going to be the name when they signed up to be on the show. We kind of already talked about stuff with Zach's family. Somebody sent me a Reddit thread about comments from certain people, like Zach's brother.
Yeah.
It's just not a great look. I think they just need to keep their mouth shut. They're trying to kind of keep their self-image, and it's making it worse.
Yeah, trying to save themselves, but...
Yeah, and his brother is not supporting Jen.
Yeah.
He says, I'll pull it up, you guys. Don't worry. Zach's brother, AJ, left a comment on the internet for everybody to see. And he said, anybody who knows Zach personally knows that he's an amazing person. I'm beyond saddened by the fake manufactured representation of him. I'm extremely disappointed in Hulu, his wife, and these fake girls. Why would you publicly say, I'm disappointed in my sister-in-law? Like, that's your family.
Yeah.
You should be
on her side.
You should
be
on their side.
And that's what I was saying. Rough. They seem pretty separate. And, like, his family isn't really supporting her.
No.
And she's still saying stuff. My husband, Abe, he grew up friends with Zach. They did Little League basketball together. And then they played baseball in, I think, junior high and high school. Not totally sure on that fact. But they, like, went on baseball trips and everything. And so I was asking him, I'm like, do you think this could be true? And Abe doesn't know because they haven't really hung out or talked since high school. So it's been a long time. So he couldn't really give me a solid answer. But he's saying, like, you never know. It's reality TV.
Some people have concerns about Taylor's pupils.
What?
A certain person I know, family member, that, by the way, is a doctor, said her pupils were so dilated the whole time. She's gotta be on drugs. But she was pregnant, so I don't know if I really agree with that because she's pregnant. There's no way she's high, right?
I didn't notice.
There was one episode where Taylor said, I'm going to take my anxiety medication when I get there. So we know that she was on anxiety medication. I don't know if that was doing something to her pupils. But this person that I know was convinced. They were like, there's something wrong with her. She was not right. Her pupils were dilated.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about that. That's just one person's opinion. And then I got some inside knowledge on Macy's backstory and Michaela's backstory.
And this is kind of crazy that they didn't really explain this much on the show. I think they kind of explained Michaela's in the first episode.
But Macy's backstory?
Well, let's talk about Michaela's because Macy's is crazier.
Okay, let's talk about Michaela.
Leave that for last.
Okay.
So she, when Michaela was young, I could be mixing up women, but she was in kind of an abusive household with whoever her mother was married to. So she decided to get out of it by age 15. And then when she turned 16, she got pregnant, but the man that impregnated her was 21. So they decided to get married. And I'm like, why didn't he go to jail? Like,
dude,
that's criminal.
He didn't go to jail because instead of reporting him, she married him.
Yeah. And now they're still married. And
Still married and they have 3 kids. Yeah, and Michaela's 23.
Kids. Yeah.
23.
So young with 3 kids. But every time she posts about with him, I'm like, their thing is she's doing something and he, like, is kind of just in the back watching her and judging her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? Like, this is dumb. Does he actually love her? Is this all fake? Why are you doing this and why are you still doing this?
Yeah.
Anyway, explain.
That is wild.
Yeah.
She was 16 and he was 21.
Yeah.
That is actually heartbreaking. Okay.
I hope they work out.
This information I have is based on one person texting me. So like I said, don't take it for fact. But apparently, Macy got pregnant at BYU. And her baby daddy died before the baby was born. So supposedly
that guy got another girl pregnant right before Macy, and his family paid her to say it wasn't his and to get rid of it. I think pay off the other girl that wasn't Macy is what I took from this. And then he cheated on Macy, and they were fighting about it via text, and he got in a car accident while texting and driving her. And I was like, where did you get this information? Apparently, she wrote a blog post about it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was public knowledge.
I saw a TikTok about this, but the facts were a little bit different.
Okay.
Just, like, minimal. Like, yeah, he died a week after she had the baby. Like, facts like that. So I don't know.
Okay. So we don't know what's real, what's not. The texting car accident thing is pretty widely verified. And then the second pregnancy, like the other girl pregnancy, was a rumor. Dude, the fact that they talked about a lot of the other girls' backstories but did not bring this up once. Yeah. What?
Like, that is drama. That is real drama.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Holy. That's so sad. Could you imagine being pregnant and then your husband gets in a car accident?
Well, not husband, baby
daddy. But you.
Oh, you're saying imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I see what you're saying. No.
I would want to die. That's so sad. But I would want to die.
Anyways, so on that super positive note, that is what we have on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't talk about the person that you know that said that they kissed Taylor.
There's another person, can't say who, that I know, a male, that kissed Taylor in high school.
Shelby was sending me the screenshots of this text conversation, and I was dying because this person was so nonchalant. They're like, oh, Taylor? Oh, yeah, I met her once. Oh, yeah.
I was like, did you guys hang out?
He was like, we kissed.
I was like, oh, hello? Do you know who she is right now?
I don't think that person is really on social media or watches the show or anything like that. So he didn't really know what was happening. He's like, oh, yeah, I met her. We kissed. I'm dead.
I was like, was she a good kisser? He's like, I can't remember.
So funny. Yeah. But yeah, please let us know what you guys thought. And also, if you have any more tea, like and subscribe. We gotta go film another episode.
We wanna know. Please let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
There honestly was so much about this. We probably could have talked about it for like 3 hours, but yeah, this was us trying to keep it brief.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it brief. overall thoughts. Sum it up, Shib.
Overall thoughts, dramatic, crazy, maybe a waste of my time, but entertaining.
Brain rot.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways,
we love you. Give us a follow.
Love you.
EB.pod on Instagram and TikTok. You guys, our TikTok is just for fun. Our Instagram is where everything's happening. Updates, yeah, everything.
We post the links to the episodes.
So follow us on Instagram for sure. And if you want to have some fun with us, follow us on TikTok.
Do it!